precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. Ten Commandments moved from schools? At least 30 people were detained for hindering workers who had been ordered to remove the Ten Commandments from school grounds in West Union, Ohio. Several hundred people protested a federal judge's order to remove the commandments from four schools. Some tried to block a crane from taking 800-pound granite tablets from Pebbles and West Union High schools. The protesters were detained at West Union High. Protesters gave way to workers after praying with sheriff's deputies at North Adams High. A crane lifted the tablets, and they were removed on a truck. The Adams County School District, about 60 miles east of Cincinnati, is challenging a judge's ruling that the displays violated separation of church and state. We have to make the decision in America if there's going to be local control of what we're going to teach our children, protester Dave Dobermeyer said. Well, I agree with this protester's remark. Of course, they shouldn't have control over the moral lives of our children. I mean, this is unbelievable that they would remove the Ten Commandments. I mean, our forefathers, if they were alive, they'd die of a heart attack. You know, the Bible's very clear about this kind of incredible intervention of government. Government was to protect the people, not to interfere. And not only that, the Bible says very, very clearly and teaches that a nation that forsakes God shall be turned into hell. Who would have ever thought the day would come when they would remove the Ten Commandments? Well, that's what they're doing. And they're trying to do that in every way possible, as I've shown you in this article reported in the USA Today. It's just another evidence, folks, of the moral decline of our country and many other countries that are following the same example. Another item regarding the morality state of affairs in our country is reported there in the Trumpet, the number one drug in America. Between 1919 and 1933, it was illegal to make and sell liquor in the United States. It was called the Prohibition Era. The following observations about that era are from the Cornerstone Challenge. We have all heard the stories about how Prohibition was such a failure, because even during that time when alcoholic beverages were illegal, there were black marketeers, illegal whiskey was made in back rooms, etc. But what are the facts? Well, during the Prohibition, number one, crime decreased by 54%. Number two, the death rate due to alcohol decreased by 43%. Number three, 97% of the 98 Keeley alcoholic clinics closed for lack of patients. Number four, all 60 Neal Cure clinics closed due to lack of patients afflicted with the alcoholic problem. Number five, insanity decreased by 66%. What about that? The post-prohibition era? Well, drunkenness increased 350% shortly after prohibition ceased. Crime immediately spiraled and continued to do so until it is now rampant. Some 50% of all traffic accidents are alcohol-related. There are 10 million known alcoholics in America today. Of the known alcoholics, 3.5 million are 14 to 17 years of age. We often hear about how deadly and harmful drugs are. One of the most is not the most deadly drugs. For example, you might think the heroin or, you know, pot or some of these things, but, you know, and people think that these are the kind of drugs that are killing our children, but actually it is alcoholic beverages that is the leading cause. Not only is it legalized, but the government taxes it in order to increase its revenue. That's even a double whopper of immorality. Remember, the Bible says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. More news on the moral scenes of America, or I might better say it, the moral condition of America. A study has suggested that teen sex is linked to depression, suicide, and other monumental emotional disorders. According to this article by Karen Peterson, USA Today, controversial new study links teen sexual relationships with depression and suicidal attempts. The findings are particularly true for young girls, says the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank that sponsored the research. About 25% of sexually active girls say they are depressed almost or a lot of the time. 8% of girls who are not sexually active say they feel the same. The study comes amid a flurry of new reports on the sexual activity of teenagers. Such research is showing and demonstrating that this sex education in schools is the blame. The Bush administration supports abstinence programs. I can say a hearty amen to that. The Heritage study taps the government-funded national survey of adolescent health. The Heritage researchers selected federal data from 2008. 100 students ages 14 to 17. The youngsters rated their own general state of continuing unhappiness and were not diagnosed as clinically depressed. The Heritage researchers do not find a causal link between unhappy kids and sexual activity, says Robert Rector, a senior researcher with Heritage. This is really impossible to prove, but, he says, the study findings sent a clear message about unhappy teens that differs from one portrayed in the popular culture, that all forms of non-marital sexual activity are wonderful and glorious, particularly the younger teen, the better. Now, that's what the wicked, perverted society in which we live, that's what they say. But the Heritage study found out that about 14% of girls who have had these relationships, these illicit relationships, have attempted suicide. 5% committed suicide who were sexually inactive. About 6% of sexually active boys have tried suicide. Fewer than 1% of sexually inactive boys have. And so we see that when you go down the road of immorality, and when you go down the road of lust and fornication before marriage, it will absolutely affect your life. It will depress you and may actually cause you to commit suicide. It's no wonder God tells us to flee youthful lust. It's no wonder the Bible tells us to abstain from fleshly lust that war against the soul. Now, I want to turn our attention to news regarding the last days as far as what the Bible calls pestilences. And indeed, all these are the beginning of sorrows. That's just part of the many other things listed in Matthew chapter 24. And you probably, no doubt, heard about this thing called monkeypox. And you'd be surprised how most of these things that we have, like AIDS and so forth, and even venereal disease, originated from the animals, or particularly the monkeys. And at any rate, there's a lot of wickedness out there for one reason or another. I believe it's part of the curse of God of the latter days here. But the feds advise smallpox vaccine to battle monkeypox. And in this article of the USA Today by Anita Manning, said federal health officials had advised states to offer a smallpox vaccination to anyone who might be at risk of infection with monkeypox in an effort to contain the unprecedented multi-state outbreak of the rare disease. They also halted the importation of rodents from Africa and banned the sale of prairie dogs and other animals that might carry the disease. Well, it's more than just a disease, folks. It's a pestilence. And it's one of the signs that we're living in the last days. The article goes on to say, because smallpox vaccine is not licensed for monkeypox, it will be given under emergency designation that requires health officials to monitor patients who must give their informed consent. And again, let me just emphasize one thing, that with all these pestilences and all these things occurring, the government is going to want more and more control over our lives. That's going to be the result. Anyway, monkeypox infection has been confirmed through lab tests in 9 people and is suspected of causing illnesses in 55 others. Most of the suspected cases, as of the date of this report, had been in Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois. One case in New Jersey. Health officials suspect that monkeypox was carried into the United States by a Gambian giant pouch rats or other animals imported from Africa to Texas. Well, what are we doing importing stuff like that anyhow? Yeah, brother. They were sent to Illinois' dealer and housed with prairie dogs that became infected. The prairie dogs were sold through pet stores and dealer swap meets. They were transferred from place to place, passing the virus to owners and handlers. Well, why didn't our health officials check these animals before they came into the country? That's my question. Now officials, it says, are hunting for potentially infected animals at least in 15 states. Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Texas, Ohio, and South Carolina. The smallpox vaccine is about 85% effective in preventing monkeypox. So now is another reason the government's going to want everybody to do the smallpox vaccine for fear that they'll get monkeypox. Anyhow, goes on to say it should be given within 4 days after contact with an infected animal, but can be offered up to 2 weeks later. The vaccine can have serious side effects and should not be given to pregnant women and children except in emergencies. If they have been exposed to monkeypox, the dangers of the virus outweigh the risk of the vaccine, Fleming said, who is the deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, that's his opinion. I think it's up to the individual to decide that. At any rate, local and state health officials will offer the smallpox vaccine to anyone who owns or handles an infected animal or is caring for someone suspected of having the illness. Fleming expects the number of vaccinated to be relatively modest. Well, we find here that smallpox and monkeypox are members of the orthopox family of viruses. While related, they have significant differences. Monkeypox, not highly contagious from person to person, is fatal in 1% to 10% of cases, infects animals, especially rodents and rabbits in humans, occurs in the rainforests of Central and West Africa. Last major outbreak was in Congo in 1996 and 97. Now, compared to smallpox, which is highly contagious from person to person, fatal in 30% of cases, causes illness in humans only, was eradicated officially in 1980. Last natural case was in Somalia in 1977. Again, folks, we're going to see more and more of this as we approach the coming of the Lord. This is a sign of the pestilences and the increase of pestilences in our day. Another article regarding this smallpox or monkeypox is also reported by the same person in a previous article, and it was titled, I guess I should have read this first, but anyhow, vaccines considered in monkeypox scare. The number of people in the Midwest possibly infected with monkeypox, close relative of smallpox, jumped at this time, said Monday, at least 34. Health officials are considering whether to recommend smallpox vaccination for people who may have been exposed to infected prairie dogs and other exotic pets. Well, I need not to read all of that because I think most of that was already mentioned in the previous article. Now, another evidence we are living in the end days, the end times, is an article titled "Summertime is Hatching Insect Trouble Across the United States of America." These crickets, there's a warning sign, a picture of a warning sign that I'm looking at in Boise County, Idaho. Crickets smashed by cars on the road surface create a slick mush that poses a hazard for drivers. Herds of bugs creep, crawl, chew, fly through several states. A week before the official start of summer, prolonged drought in the West has hatched another seasonal menace, bugs. The mild winter and a warm, dry spring have allowed pests to emerge in even greater numbers than last year. And grasshoppers, crickets, and tree-killing beetles plague numerous states. As a result, croplands, pastures, and forests are again at risk. What they call Mormon crickets in Nevada, Utah, and southern Idaho are more widespread than last summer. Well, you may not like what I'm about to say, but Mormonism is not biblical and is leading many to hell. I believe one reason you'll find this increase in Mormon country, as some call it, is because this is a religion that is leading people astray. It is a false Christianity. I wouldn't be surprised that this is part of the judgment of God upon a cultic-like religion. Well, anyhow, you'll say that's your opinion, Dr. Freed. Well, yes, it is my opinion. But I believe if you study the scriptures for very long, I don't believe I'd be too far away from that opinion to be true. All right? Anyway, something for you to think about. But the article says that this widespread is happening more this year than last year when scientists declared the worst invasion in 60 years. Now, come on now. Something's going on, folks. The wingless cousins of grasshoppers are harmless to humans, but they march in herds so vast that they can damage farms, inundate homes, and cover highways. I believe that reminds us of a happening during the days when the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. And I believe that God had judged that country, Egypt, as it's recorded in the scriptures, and God gave them 9 plagues plus one, which, of course, the last one was the angel of death coming to kill the firstborn son, even to the household of Pharaoh, if they did not get under the blood. But anyway, we know about the lice, the frogs, and the locusts. God used that to judge the nation of Egypt. Well, perhaps God is judging America. Why not? We as a country are morally bankrupt. If you don't believe that, I think you need to get some glasses on your face and see through a biblical vision that we are morally in trouble. Anyway, when squashed in large numbers on the pavement by traffic, the article says, the resulting slick road is a potential hazard to speeding vehicles. Amazing. Idaho officials have posted crickets on highway warning signs on one heavily traveled route. You drive over them, they pop like those little bubble packs you wrap China in, says Elko County, Nevada businessman Jim Gregory. You squash the guts out of enough of those guys, it will get slick. Seems like a double curse to me. Bark beetles have killed or weakened millions of pine trees in Arizona and California. One expert calls Arizona's outbreak one of the worst in U.S. history. I wonder what our tree-hugging lovers are feeling about all that. Trees being destroyed. They must be terribly upset about it. But this time they can't blame Uncle Sam. No, they can't blame us. They're going to have to blame their own naturalistic basis, I guess. Well, I just have to say they got nobody to blame. This is no doubt the sign of the end times. Millions of acres of forest will be more vulnerable to the wildfires that torched nearly 7 million acres the year before. Infestations of grasshoppers in parts of Colorado have reached up to 360 insects per square yard. Despite a wetter spring, on the Great Plains, parts of Nebraska and Kansas are bracing for large outbreaks of the insects, which devastated crops before. Hey, listen, folks, Kansas just trying to get over tornadoes. Now they got to put up with this widespread onslaught of bugs. Wake up, America. Wake up, Kansas. Wake up, Nevada. Wake up, Mormon country. Prepare to meet thy God. Well, thank you for this informative article that I've excerpted and recorded here in the USA Today by Patrick O'Driscoll. Now, folks, listen. Do not go anywhere. Please stay put. If you're driving, do not stop driving. If you're going somewhere, keep your seatbelt on. There is more to come. If you're in the kitchen listening to the broadcast, there's more to come. Listen, this is information you may not hear, and you will not hear much information like this in the context of biblical prophecy. News and documentation courtesy of Zion News International. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now, please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye.
showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel.
This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so glad that you're staying with us for the last half of this broadcast. And my, you are in for a treat. I'm telling you what, you're in for a great treat. One of the, my opinion, one of the greatest expository preachers of our day is Dr. Mike Bagwell. And he is a great blessing. And he started a series of messages titled Blood, Salt, Tears, and Water. And he is still preaching on the blood. We have to finish that message. This is a dear man of God, one of the last of the old timers, and he happens to be my pastor. And I want to just thank God for him. But you'll be blessed to hear him expounding the Word of God. He's one of those old time preachers that can preach a whole week on one word of Scripture. And he's very fluent and knowledgeable in the Greek and the Hebrew, but never uses that to contradict the King James Bible. In fact, he always uses it to complement it. And that is a blessing. So many of you out there who have never heard him preach will be blessed. I'm sure it'll be a challenge for you. It'll definitely challenge your study of the Scriptures. So buckle your seatbelt and get ready for the Word of God.
Back to just a glimpse at one of these passages. Otherwise, we're going to be here another hour and a half, and we're not going to do that. Hold that blood, have it handy there, if you will. When they first began to study blood, they come across this theory. Y'all can stay with me, can't you? They believe that all sickness tied into blood. And they believe the way to make somebody well was to take out some of their blood. They called it bloodletting. Let out their blood. The doctors would do it, but then it got so, as so many people wanting to be bled, the doctors couldn't keep up with it. And you know who took it up? Brother Larry? The barbers took up the practice of bloodletting. You say, I don't believe that. Look at the door of your barber shop next time you go in. And if it's a traditional barber shop, you'll see a barber's pole there. And in that barber's pole, it'll be the color red, Brother Larry. It symbolizes they used to bleed people. I don't want to lose your interest. George Washington, first president of the United States, by documented fact, died because they bled him to death, trying to make him well, took out too much of his blood. Medical science said blood's bad for you. That's where the disease is. Take it out. But Moses had a different idea. Moses said in Leviticus, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Could I hear an amen? The life of the flesh is in the blood. What am I holding in my hand this morning? It is not a symbol of death. It is a symbol of life. I'm telling you, if you got life in you, if you got eternal life in you, it's because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. once they discover that, they come across this. Y'all hear me, it's important. They said, we wonder if life's in the blood, how dumb we've been. Maybe we can take blood from something over here and put it in this sick man, and it's just liable to help him. Y'all hearing me? The blood of one helping the being added to the blood of another. Well, they'd never heard of that. That is plumb wild. But they started in a sort of a backward way. Here's what the science books say. Said they started by transfusing animal blood into human beings. They'd take the blood of goats. They'd take the blood of cattle. And they didn't have it perfected, Brother Pitchford. They'd cut a hole in that vein. And they'd try to squeeze it in, or they'd try to pump it in. And let me just announce this real quick. That won't work. Animal blood, they found out, is incompatible with human blood. Now, a little bit of it might perk you up a bit, but too much of it will kill you dead. Goat's blood won't work in your veins. In that medical book, I saw something. It's a picture. It is really going on. Over here on a table, they had a little lamb laying on that table. The doctor had gone in to one of the main blood pumping arteries of that little lamb and had punctured it and had come out with a tube. And he went over into that sick man and into one of his main veins. And there's a taking blood out of that little old lamb, and it's putting it in the arm of that man. I got bad news. That man died. He went into shock, and he died because animals' blood won't work on a human being. On a physical plane. Now, what I'm about to say, it will defy medical science. One day I was sick. I was bad off. I was sin sick on my way to a devil's hell. There was no hope. Absolutely incurable. And I come across a lamb. Not a little ale, but a big one. I come across a lamb. Not an earthly lamb, but a heavenly one. Not animal blood, but God's blood. Somebody ought to say glory. I got hooked up with the blood of the Lamb. He saved me. He cleansed me. He bathed me. I'm well today through the blood of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. They bled people so often. They found a monastery. Y'all know what a monastery is. Found it in Scotland. The reason they found it, there was a whole strata, a whole level of the ground underneath that thing that was blood red. The rocks were red. The soil was red. The archaeologist said, all this red substrata, what is it? They tested it, and it was blood. It's where those monks had bled each other, getting rid of their blood. They estimated, y'all ain't saying much, they estimated 300,000 pints of blood had been spilt in that ground where those monks bled for one another. I got to thinking, if an archaeologist can dig down into the history of the earth and find blood levels, and it can tell him things about how we behave, Does anybody here believe in biblical archaeology? I want you to imagine something. We're going to take the Word of God for a minute, and we're going to stack it up and down like this. Nod your head if you're with me. We're going to be spiritual archaeologists a minute. Starting with Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all 66 layers of the Word of God. You with me? You won't hardly scratch the surface till you hit a blood layer. It's called the Book of Revelation. It's a bloody book, the Book of Revelation. 17 times it says, blood, blood, blood. Anybody here believe in the blood of the Lamb of God? We'll analyze it. Dig on through it. You dig down a little further, and we get down to the Hebrews substrata. Y'all with me? And I can hear one of them biblical archaeologists say, uh-oh, boys, I done hit it again. Here's blood on the Hebrews level. May I tell you, Hebrews 9 and 10 has got more blood per verse on the average than any passage in the Bible. I want to say thank God for the blood of the Lamb of Jesus. I'm telling you now, not elaborate on the illustration. You're going to find blood till you get all the way to the bottom. All the way to Genesis. It started with blood. It's going to end with blood. Well, I'm glad I come across them archaeologists acting that way. I decided I'll never get through the verses, so I'm just giving you the PS. I wouldn't believe what I'm about to tell you, but I documented it. I documented it medically and historically. As they experimented, Brother Soup, with this blood stuff, they got to look, but found out they couldn't use animals' blood. And they got to looking for ways to use human blood, maybe. Maybe we could go that far to use human blood to help a sick person get well. Somebody lost a lot of blood. Somebody that was a free bleeder, and there's a bleeding today. Oh, a preacher. A doctor come up with a wild idea. You ain't going to believe it, but I'm going to tell you. And it's documented. I can tell you where you can do some research. He said, I believe you can take the blood of a cadaver. Did I say that word right? Cadaver. Is that not the body of a dead person? Help me, y'all. A cadaver. He said, I believe you can take the blood of a freshly died cadaver. And I believe we can tap it. And I believe we can drain it into a live man. And I believe the blood of a dead man can spare the life of a living, though sick, man. Anybody seeing where this is fixing to go? They said, you can't get it around the heart. Said that'll congeal. But said you can go to the extremities, the legs and the feet and the arm. Said you can draw right smart of blood out of the dead man up to several hours after he's gone. And said that free bleeder, his life could be saved. That sick man, his life could... I don't know if you're going to believe what I'm about to tell you. I got saved by the blood of a dead man. He didn't stay dead. Understand it. But I got saved through the death of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. And medical science said if they had to, they could still do it today. We got blood donors today. They don't need to. Who'd ever thought it? The blood of a cadaver giving life to an old sick man. Oh, get your blood. Get your blood out. I want to tell you something. Shake it. Let's shake it up. We'll just act like we're doctors. You know, they shake that stuff and twirl it off. Now let it get still. And if it were real blood, it isn't. That wouldn't be good. If it were real blood, as it sat there a while, let me tell you what would happen. It will begin to settle. And it will settle. This old fellow that wrote this blood book says, lost as lost can be. But he's a preacher and he don't know it. He said that blood will settle into three distinct, absolutely definable parts. He said the bottom layer will be the red blood cells, and he said you'll see them by their color. He said the middle layer will be the white blood cells, and he said they're distinctive, you can observe them. And he said the top layer, said it's a little harder to see, it's clear, it's transparent. He said it's the plasma, clear, sort of yellowish tint. Would you look what I just said? Blood is a trinity. Blood is triune. You say, well, you got that out of that little old blood book. You ain't got no Bible for it. Hang on just a minute. We read it right here. I want to tell you the Son of God on Calvary offered Himself through the eternal Spirit. The Holy Ghost was involved. I need a better amen than that. The Holy Ghost was involved. Jesus, through the eternal Spirit, shed His blood, offered His blood to God. There they are, Brother Donnie. All three of them in the blood atonement. Hallelujah. You reckon God made our blood as a picture of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost and what they've done with the blood of Jesus Christ? You say, preacher, you're seeing something behind every bush. Buddy, I hope God plants more bushes is all I know to say. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing behind the bushes. Thank God. Well, of course, they got into a problem even when they started using human blood. They didn't know all this. There's such a thing as blood types. Y'all act like you're with me anyhow. It'll help me out. You'll get out quicker. Blood types. And they didn't know it. They'd transfuse one man and he'd get well. They'd transfuse another and he'd die. Didn't make no sense to them. Why'd one man live and one man die? And finally, with the microscope, finally, with a little more chemical, they said, whoa, there are different kinds of blood. There's A blood. There's B blood. There's Rh blood. There's O blood. You got to get typed up right if you're going to get help from the blood. Anybody here glad? Anybody here glad you got typed up right with the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. It's a while before they learn how to do all that. Well, I do need to announce this, and we'll go on the next time. They found A blood and B blood and Rh blood and O blood. But they found there's one type of O blood that is nearly universally adaptable. They said there's somebody running around here that's got that blood in them that'll just help anybody. Most folks ain't got that kind. Said, it'll just help anybody. Said, whoever that is a mighty valuable person. Somebody's going to have trouble with what I'm about to say. I think I met him one day. I think I met somebody whose blood is the universal blood. It'll help any sinner on his way to hell. Hallelujah to God.
Well, that's about all the time we have, but what a message. How we praise God for this message on the blood. And God willing, we'll continue this message, the next broadcast, and then the series is going to continue as well when Dr. Mike Bagwell preaches on the salt, tears, and water. What a wonderful series that it has been so far. And consider this, in the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Well, I hope to God that is your desire. Now, we'll have some closing announcements, so please don't go away just yet. And we sure appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Hope Israel Baptist broadcast.
Keep His covenant and show with mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by His own blood, and call upon Him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to His Word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question. Is prophecy unveiled? If you are not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P.O.W.D.E.R.S.P.R.I.N.G.S., Georgia, or G.A. 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.